We will now examine a third area in which we should be obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching. Brother Dave Danny will discuss that with us in the part, You Must Be Holy.
Please turn in your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1, and we'll read together verses 15 and 16. These verses form the theme for this part of our discussion. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. It says there, "But like the Holy One who called you, become holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, 'You must be holy, because I am holy.'" Holy means sacred, separated from sin, and dedicated to God. Striving to be holy is not optional, because it is a clear command from Jehovah God. He says in verse 16, you must be holy. It is an obligation, then, that should dictate how we live our lives. It is part of the pattern that molds us. Notice there that the command to be holy in verses 15 and 16 is preceded in verse 14 by the words, stop being molded by the desires you formerly had. And then in verse 15 it says, but like the Holy One who called you, become holy yourselves in all your conduct. So there's two key elements to these verses here. One, striving to be holy is what should mold us as servants of Jehovah. And two, we must strive to be holy because it is a matter of imitating our holy God. Jehovah God created man in his likeness, so he wants us to be in harmony with his personality. Similar to the way a human father who loves his son wants his son to be like him as to outlook on life, standards of conduct, and qualities of heart. Well, Jehovah wants us to be in harmony with his standards of conduct. To be in harmony with Jehovah's personality requires that we are obedient and that we are submissive to the divine will, whether that will is conveyed in the form of an express commandment or not. But sin mars man's reflection of God's likeness. It makes us unholy, that is, unclean, impure, tarnished in a spiritual and moral sense. So, can imperfect, sinful humans really imitate Jehovah's holiness? Yes, we can, albeit not in the perfect sense. But notice that Jehovah does not say that we are to be as holy as he is, but he says we must be holy because he is. So, we can be considered holy before God if we worship him in a clean spiritual state, availing ourselves of the ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and if we maintain a close personal relationship with Jehovah. Did you get that? We can be considered holy before God if we, one, worship him in a clean spiritual state, availing ourselves of the ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and two, if we maintain a close personal relationship with Jehovah. Admittedly, though, this can be challenging because we live in a morally corrupt world. But our Bible reading, our Christian meetings, and our being active in the ministry will separate us from this unholy world. Even in seemingly minor matters, we have the privilege of demonstrating obedience to Jehovah's command to be holy in all our conduct. Please watch Amy, a single sister in her 20s, as she browses a social network site that she occasionally uses.
I never realized how many personal pictures I posted online. Oh, they're the ones from that business trip I went on. Huh, what are these pictures? Oh, I still regret that I went to that party. Huh, and what are these pictures? Oh, from the cruise we went on as a family. Huh. I don't remember my outfit being so tight and revealing. That skirt is really short. Well, my whole appearance looks so worldly, but I think I got rid of that clothing some time ago.
Hi, Amy. What are you looking at?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've just been looking at some pictures I posted online, but you know what? Some of them look really bad and could be misinterpreted. They're embarrassing, especially of those ones of that party we went to with John and Anne. We never should have been there, and I never should have posted them.
I know, but what are you gonna do? Everybody has to relax once in a while.
Well, Mary, I've been thinking a lot about this lately.
About what?
Well, about the fact that, you know, we study the Bible with people, trying to help them change their lives to serve our holy God, Jehovah. But then, at times, for example, with these pictures and other aspects of our personal conduct, I wonder if we might be sending a different message. And now they're out there for the whole world to see.
But we weren't breaking any Bible laws in those pictures.
Well, maybe not, but I mean, I remember from studying the Draw Close to Jehovah book that Jehovah's holiness draws us to him. So although we can't be as holy as Jehovah is, we are told to be holy in our conduct in imitation of him. Maybe I haven't really been doing that like I should.
Well, maybe. I mean, I guess, looking at some of those pictures, perhaps we weren't walking as wise persons. We were doing some pretty silly things.
Yeah, well, Jehovah says we should rejoice, but that doesn't mean that we should forget that we need to keep our standards high when it comes to what we do, what we wear, and the types of entertainment we choose.
Much less post pictures of it for the entire world to see.
True. You know, I really need to go through some of these pictures and remove a lot of them. And maybe we need to think a little bit more about the choices we make.
I think you're right. Thanks for being such a good friend, Amy. It's good for us to keep each other on track spiritually like this.
Always, Mary.
So this demonstration covered just one area wherein we might need to make changes, our use of social media. Amy did not post any pictures that were bad from a non-witness perspective. However, individuals associated with the congregation saw pictures of her online at a party that she now regrets attending, and pictures of her on vacation dressed in a way that she now regrets. Not deleting these inappropriate pictures could mar her Christian reputation and holiness. As in any area of life, social networking, if used in harmony with Bible principles, can be a very useful tool. However, as with any sharp or powerful tool, we must exercise care in using it. Neither time, circumstances, nor location should give us an excuse to deviate from the pattern of holiness that Jehovah established. Now, recall 1 Peter there. In fact, if you still have your Bibles open there, notice verse 14 again, where we read, "Stop being molded by the desires you formerly had." Well, notice the opening expression. Peter says, "As obedient children." Yes, only those who strive to be holy in all their conduct at all times can belong to Jehovah's holy family. Therefore, an honest self-examination is vital. We could ask, am I inclined to follow trends promoted by the fashion industry, the entertainment world, or sports figures? Would I wear clothing that identifies me with something that Jehovah rejects? Or perhaps it's something that God's word does not specifically condemn or say it's wrong. Well, in that case, we could ask, am I sensitive to other people's conscience? Certain trends may bother some in the congregation. Should I be sensitive to their feelings, or should I just go ahead and follow the popular trend? Unwholesome speech is commonplace, but does it befit holy people? Has fascination with special effects drawn me to watch a popular movie that is filled with violence, spiritism, bad language, and immorality? Am I having association with disfellowshipped ones? See, such a thorough, honest self-examination will help us to identify changes we need to make in order to be holy in all our conduct. We must present our entire body and its faculties as a holy sacrifice to our holy God. Notice how this is emphasized for us in Romans chapter 12. Please turn there with me to Romans chapter 12, and we'll read together verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore, I appeal to you by the compassions of God, brothers, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, a sacred service with your power of reason. And stop being molded by this system of things, but be transformed by making your mind over, so that you may prove to yourselves the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Yes, Paul there says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Our bodies include our mind, our heart, our physical strength. All these we use in serving Jehovah. Paul referring to such whole-souled service as a sacrifice contains an implicit warning. Under the Mosaic Law, a sacrifice that was blemished was rejected by God. Similarly, a Christian's spiritual sacrifice, if it's tarnished in some way, will be rejected by God. It's a sobering thought, isn't it? Surely then, we want to choose entertainment that will enhance, not taint, our sacrifice to God. Notice there that Paul also says, be transformed by making your mind over. Through inherited imperfection, we are subject to the law of sin and death. We therefore need to be transformed by making our mind over, by radically changing our inclinations. Such a complete change can be brought about only with the help of Jehovah and his Holy Spirit. It also requires serious effort on our part, using our power of reason, as Paul said there. It means that we do our utmost not to be fashioned after this system of things with its corrupt morals, debased entertainment, and warped thinking. And then notice that Paul there says, stop being molded by this system of things. So recall that Peter said that too. He said in 1 Peter 1:14, stop being molded by the desires you formerly had. Well, their words help us think of the casting process in manufacturing, where hot liquid material is poured into a mold, and then that material is allowed to cool and set in order to form a product. Well, that mold into which that hot liquid material is poured contains a stamp in it that reflects a product code, maybe a safety standard, or a batch number, so that if that product were to fail in the market, the distributor or the manufacturer can identify the very production line in the very plant in which that product was made. Well, Paul's words and Peter's words to stop being molded by this system of things reminds us to avoid having the stamp, the identifying mark, or the look of this world reflected in our clothing, our grooming, our choices of entertainment, our speech, or our ideas. Certainly, this would not be the pattern that Jehovah lovingly gave us. Rather, let us have the stamp of being obedient from the heart to the pattern that Jehovah did give us by striving to be holy in all our conduct in imitation of our holy God.